What prompted the idea is some of our members read about Walks to Remember in other communities. It is a national sort of movement, if you will. There are a number of Walks to Remember. And in most places, the Walk to Remember focuses almost exclusively on those who have suffered the loss of an infant. Right? And we really wanted to do something similar, but to remember really children and teenagers, any children gone too soon.
And tell me about what the walk will consist of. What are you going to do?
We will gather on this Saturday at 3rd and XL, and we'll have a brief program there, and then we'll walk to the ball field, and we'll again sort of gather, and when we're there, we will take time to say the names of children, to remember, and we'll have balloons that will be released with the name of, you know, with the name of each child as it's remembered.
Have you counseled parents who've lost their children, either as children or as grown children?
Yes, far too frequently, of course. It's more common than most of us even think, particularly the loss of infants, right? And some of the infant losses that go really pretty unnoticed by most of us are things like miscarriage and so on. And that grief is remembered well by the people who experience it and is often unnoticed by those of us around them, or we forget, or we don't know how to talk about it or when to talk about it, right? We don't know how to bring it up or how to share and the grief and support our friends. So, yes. And in a community such as this, of course, we think easily, readily, but with our hearts broken, of children that we've lost as a community.
Do you expect a lot of folks to turn out? Have you heard from a lot of folks who were interested?
We've heard from quite a number of people, and surprising people. People, you know, I have heard from people, and others in our congregation have heard from people who we didn't know had, you know, had a loss such as this, and who say to us that they've been eager for a place to remember, a way to remember. So
maybe this is also a time for people to connect with each other who might not even realize that they may have suffered the same loss as someone else, and it's just
exactly
something they haven't talked about.
Exactly. That's part of what we hope, is that people will, of course, not only find comfort and strength in those of us who don't particularly share the same kind of loss, but also that connections will be made between people who have suffered these losses.